was born in a small parish called Street Thomas, Jamaica. My family didn't have much, but we had each other. There were four of us children, and as the eldest, I had to grow up fast. My father worked hard, going out to sea to fish, so we could have food on the table. He also raised chickens, and when it came time for school, he would sell them just so we had money for uniforms and books. Life was poor, but it was life, and in many ways, I was grateful for those early years, because they taught me resilience. When I was still young, my sister and I went to live with my mother. That was when my world shifted. She treated me like I was not her child, while my sister was given everything. I felt invisible, unwanted. At just 17, I became pregnant. Instead of support, my mother forced me to end the pregnancy. The pain of that decision broke me in ways I couldn't explain. To make matters worse, rumors spread through the community that I had HIV. My mother sent me away to live with my grandmother for a while, hoping the talk would die down. By 2006, my father, who was living in England, filed for us to come to the United States. He sent money so we could complete the medical required at the embassy. But instead of using it for all of us, my mother used the money for herself and my sister, leaving me and my two brothers behind in Jamaica. That betrayal stung deeply. Later that same year, I became pregnant again. At first, my mother acted calm, but soon she revealed her true intentions. She sent money for my uncle's girlfriend to take me to the doctor and force another abortion, this time when I was already 6 months pregnant. People began to ask, what did this child ever do for her own mother to hate her so much? I didn't go through with it by the grace of God. I chose to keep my baby. Eventually, I made it to the United States to live with my mother, but it was another mistake. She charged me $150 a month to sleep on her couch while she sent money to Jamaica to maintain her boyfriend. Her choices led to us being evicted, and my brother and I had to climb through windows just to retrieve our clothes. It was chaos, but thankfully, our grandmother stepped in to help us find a place to stay. Still, the cycle of hurt continued. I became pregnant again and, once more, found myself on her couch while battling health issues. At 8 months pregnant, after a fight with my sister, my mother told me to leave. I had nowhere to go. A friend offered a place to stay, but I had to wait until 11:30 at night before I could even enter her home. Those were the darkest days of my life. Alone, pregnant, and overwhelmed, I sank into a deep depression and even attempted to take my own life. But God kept me. I survived, and in time, I gave birth to my beautiful daughter. Not long after, I found the strength to get my own apartment. My son finally joined me in the United States, and for a brief moment, I believed I could rebuild something new. I even forgave my mother and brought my children to meet her. That forgiveness was met with betrayal. She called Child Protective Services and lied, leading to my children being taken into temporary custody. The depression returned, and I was hospitalized for weeks.